This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Vincent.
And Rick Bright is warning. Who the hell is Rick Bright? I don't know either.
I don't.
Well, he's warning Congress of the darkest winter. Winter is coming. The darkest one in modern history.
So we got to deal with murder hornets. We got to deal with this, you know, Franken flu, coronavirus. Now we got to deal with the darkest winter in history and global warming on top of it.
Well, it's only if we don't ramp up the coronavirus response that we will have this darkest winter in modern history.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have let you finish thinking. But so when he says dark, dark as in, like, people are going to die and it's, like, dark and mood, not dark as in it's going, like, there's going to be less sunlight.
Presumably. I don't know.
I mean, wouldn't you say deadliest?
I mean, the left makes some weird connections between all sorts of things. So he may very well believe that, you know, the sun will turn black like, a third of the sun will turn black like sackcloth, you know? Who knows what this guy believes?
Well, what I do know is the solution is going to be the same solution to coronavirus, to climate change, to all of the other problems. We got to give them taxpayer money.
Yeah, we need more government to fix the problems that were created by having more government, which were solutions to the problem of having more government. It's got to be nice to be the government when you can cause as many problems as you want, and you can just cause more problems to fix the other problems, and no one ever bats an eye. No one ever says, hey, I don't think any of this is working. It reminds me of, believe it or not, I don't like putting chemicals in my hair. I diet, and that's the reason why I don't like putting a bunch more chemicals in my hair, because I'm constantly doing that. And my grandmother recommended this conditioner to me once. I tried it. I hated it. It made my hair just awful. And her solution to this was she gave me a bottle of leave-in conditioner, and she said, use this after that one, and it will fix the damage caused by that one. And my solution was, how about I just not use that one and not cause the problem in the first place? But that's not how the statist mind works. They think, okay, well, I did A, and it caused B. Now I can do C to fix B instead of just not doing A. So Rick Bright is the ousted director of a key federal office charged with developing medical countermeasures. They didn't actually say the name of the federal office or why he was ousted as the director. But he will testify before Congress on Thursday that the Trump administration was unprepared for the coronavirus pandemic and warned that the U.S. will face unprecedented illness and fatalities without additional preparations. Our window of opportunity is closing. If we fail to develop a national coordinated response based in science, I fear the pandemic will get worse and be prolonged, causing unprecedented illness and fatalities. Without clear planning and implementation of the steps that I and other experts have outlined, 2020 will be the darkest winter in modern history. Wow, that guy thinks a lot of himself. I and other experts. Look, I existed for 10 years as an IT expert, and I have to say, the average knowledge and experience and capabilities of an expert is useless. I have seen professional IT administrators bring down entire networks by changing DNS settings on domain controllers and not have any idea what they did wrong. That's the value of an expert.
Yeah, I'd journalist, I'd have to interview experts, not exclusively, but, you know, quite often. And a lot of time, just the sheer amount of times people say, oh, I don't know, or, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not prepared, or, oh, I have to look that up is astonishing, especially for people paid by the government to know these things.
And it's a good response. I don't know. I'd have to look that up. It's an honest one. Because, I mean, that's 99% of what IT people do, to be honest with you. They go to an office to solve a problem. They Google the problem. They find the solution, and they implement it. That's 99% of it. And, you know, they build up this knowledge. Okay, well, I've encountered this before, so I don't have to Google it again. But it's all Googling stuff. And so their experience is pretty much the same as the – and let's not forget, I have an actual degree in the management of information systems, and it's completely useless. All of the information that I would ever need can be found on Google. And I tend to think that same is probably true of these health experts. The only difference is you might have to dig a little bit deeper and spend a little more time reading about the problem to truly grasp it. But that's kind of the issue. A problem on the scale of a worldwide pandemic, there is no expert for that. There's no amount of expertise anyone could have that would qualify them to come up with a solution to a problem of that magnitude. It's a force of nature. It's like trying to solve a hurricane. You just kind of, and they wanted to do that, didn't they? One time, like, can we just nuke the hurricane before it forms?
That does sound like something he would say.
I seem to recall that.
I agree. It's like a form of hubris, right? Where like these people believe that the government could do anything, that we could. It's like with climate change. Same thing with climate change. That they think that if we ban SUVs and make all existing cars run on, I don't know, farts or whatever, that we're going to be able to change the weather, right? Change the climate. And when they realize that, I mean, I think they do deep down, they might never admit it, when they realize that they have no way of controlling the environment around them, they freak out and then they just, you know, try and do everything, right? They throw the kitchen sink in, and this is where we get stuff like the Green New Deal. This is where we get stuff like a 2-year lockdown coronavirus. And I think, you know, there's just this lack of humility, especially in the United States or United Nations, too, or even Europe, right, where there's a lot of, like, arrogance and stuff. Because when you have titles like doctor or sir or esquire, people let it go to their head, and they think that, you know, it's not about solving the problem. It's about padding their own ego.
You raise an interesting point. Humans can certainly have an impact on the environment. But whether or not we can choose consciously to take actions that will have some sort of long-term impact, I think that's where the hubris comes in. I mean, we can go back in history and look at how bacteria is ultimately the reason that there's so much oxygen in the Earth's atmosphere, that plants evolved and that animals then evolved. And it was all because of this bacteria called cyanobacteria. So if something as small as a bacteria can have global impacts on the environment, then so can humans. But the cyanobacteria didn't mean to do that. They just did what they did, and that was the result. And I think in the same way, humans didn't mean to cause global warming, if it's even happening, and if it's even human caused. It just sort of happened as a result of what humans naturally did. To think that we could somehow direct ourselves to this particular course and get a actual desired result is where the hubris comes in. Because, I mean, sure, we can wreck the environment. That's relatively easy, as the rainforest and all of that show. But we didn't set out to wreck the rainforest. We set out to just get some wood, make some paper, or whatever they did with the wood that they chopped down. I don't know or care. But the idea that we can now consciously go out and rebuild these rainforests.
Well, a lot of the cases with, like, the destruction of a rainforest, I think in, like, the Asian parts of a rainforest, it's like they burn whole, they don't even take the wood, right? Like, some places they just burn whole areas of vegetation so that they could then plant crops or do something else with it. And I think with part of the hubris is it's like a situation where, and I think Trump said it, where you can't have the cure be worse than the disease. Where I remember there was, like, this one suggestion for, was that, I think it was, like, global cooling, right? You know, global cooling was happening, it was, like the scare in the 80s before suddenly, you know, like with East Asia, you know, we're at war with Eurasia now. Then it became global warming. There was people like plans to cover the Arctic and Antarctic with ash, right? Just cover it with black ash so it gets more sun, and so the Earth warms, you know, and doesn't enter an ice age, right?
This sounds very similar to the plan to throw aluminum particles and baryon particles and stuff into the atmosphere in order to reflect the sunlight.
Hey, well, that's chemtrails, and we don't talk about conspiracy theories on this show.
Oh, sure we do.
No, well, but when that's the thing. If you get and I respect the fact that you refer to it as a chemical, because if someone, you know, people just say, oh, chemtrails, and people think it's the jet fume. But yeah, I mean, you're right, and I think maybe, was it even Bill Gates who suggested that, or one of these big philanthropists? They suggested releasing a bunch of chemicals into the air, cloud seeding, which sounds like a great idea.
But I do recall, and I don't know if the documentary was trustworthy, but I mean, they appeared to send off the soil to labs for testing, and the particle levels were 2,000 times higher than they should have been. So I don't know. This is Free Talk Live. We don't talk conspiracies here, though.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots. So I get the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
And the Licko Chops within a 4-week total. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog, and she loves it.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I've developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Vincent.
And Intercoin's programmable coins are designed to help groups raise money for a new project or initiative in a way that is compliant with regulations. Coins can represent securities that obey individual rules, like not being sold to U.S. residents for 40 days. Purchased coins can contain rules that govern how they are to be spent and when they can be cashed out. And Intercoin itself is designed to provide full, trustless liquidity between any currency pairs, removing the need to list coins on exchanges to enable secondary trading. So Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in the real world. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you also think freedom is important, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in the project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Again, that's intercoin.org, intercoin.org. Now, before we get going too much further, let's go to the phones because he's been trying to call repeatedly, first via Discord, then via GCN, and then back via Discord. Mouth-breathing Dullard, you're on Free Talk Live.
What difference does that make? But I heard your leftist, your former leftist progressive girlfriend, everything you said about her can be said of you, Aria.
Who?
Just as
you. She wasn't a leftist?
Like your progressive.
I do have just girlfriends as you're who wearing qualify
a,
for those.
Just as you're not wearing a mask is your form of...
It's my form of what? You got some packet loss there, James. I think we lost him because somebody in the Discord server is calling him.
You guys, Nick?
What?
Yes. And you can prevent that.
I can prevent that.
Yes, you can.
I have no control whatsoever of people calling you.
You can tell the KBD...
A KBD? What kind of a beer is that? Is that like a new IPA or something?
Why would I call?
I know that for a fact.
First of all, I don't call the police. But second of all, even if I did, why would I call?
First of all.
Okay, well, hold on. Why would I call?
Block them on the Discord.
That sounds like a you problem, James.
It does. Or block them on your phone. Do you know that technology exists for you to block numbers that call you? You can even whitelist numbers so that you only take calls from specific numbers.
The one that's calling me right now, whose name is Colin James, is calling me with no caller ID, so I can't block him.
Yeah, but you can whitelist numbers.
I don't even know what that means, but I'm trying to speak about how you love to refer to 1984. The funny thing is, Winston was too afraid to even talk to his wannabe girlfriend at work for what consequences could happen to him. Where you guys are on the public airwaves railing against the government. And yesterday you were sitting right across a complete loser who calls it a plandemic and says that the other loser you were sitting next to you were saying that governments are in cahoots around the world to make themselves more powerful than they already are.
Well, they don't have to be in cahoots for that to be true.
Mad.
I mean, they don't have to actually be sitting in a back room smoking cigars in darkness.
That's responsibility.
No, there's a third one.
It'd be your moral responsibility to do something about it if your government, Vincent, the dork that's wearing sunglasses indoors.
I don't have a government.
Dork. I mean, you literally are such a dork and a loser.
I don't have
a
government,
terrible
James.
Human being. Whether you like it or not, just says you have a birth certificate that says male on it. It doesn't mean by you're saying that it doesn't exist that it doesn't. It does.
No, I understand that there is an entity called the government that purports to have authority. James, calm down. I understand there is an institution called the government that claims to have authority over me, but I don't recognize that authority. It is literally the definition of a claim. Yes.
You're so courageous, and you don't take on that same government. That same government that a complete loser named Conan Enchilada is railing about having them created the virus to murder people to make themselves even more powerful than you all think they already are. But they're not capping you or your loser friend right there.
What would you have me do, James?
Go down to Washington, D.C. and make like the Tank Man, but with a tank, and blow and kill your oppressors if they're murderers.
Well,
like,
gee, James'
friends,
base, I agree.
Like your
Whoa.
Friends,
that's a terrible,
right?
terrible idea.
No, it's not.
It is.
A terrible idea.
Well, where are you going to get a tank?
Arms against mass murderers. You don't tolerate their existence. The Nazis and the commies the Nazis and the communists.
Melanie over here.
He's chilling nobody, too, man. We should give him a show now.
Just respond to what I'm saying instead of making fun of an argument that takes offense to you.
Look, I'm saying logically, yes, ethically, you're not in the wrong to take up arms against the state. But it's a terrible idea strategically and tactically. It's not worth it to win one potential battle to lose the war, James. That's bad strategy. It looks like we lost him anyway.
You know, with his stimulus check, I imagine he should have upgraded from his Obama phone by now. But I guess, you know, when there's booze to buy and money to be, you know, I guess it's he has different priorities.
Well, it probably doesn't help that he somehow people have acquired his number at discord.freetalklive.com, and they just love calling him. So that probably isn't helping his call clarity. But, I mean, there are things like, you know, Wi-Fi that one can buy and, you know, Spectrum Internet service providers, all sorts of nifty little things here in 2020 that can allow you to receive calls and continue having a conversation on the Internet. Not to mention blocking calls and using whitelists and all sorts of things.
Does Spectrum service trailer parks? I don't know if James could access it or not.
It's probably a decent concentration of people, so I would imagine so. Anyway, let's keep going. We got Mike calling from Gold Bar, Washington. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Wow. I just like to say I am so appreciative of you being so gracious to actually take my call. That was crazy. Anyway, so this is Washington State. I'm going to just jump in, get in and out of here real quick. So I listened to KBKW. It's in Aberdeen where Kurt Cobain came from. And three things today I heard on the news that make me want to just almost vomit. The governor is going to let people, restaurants, have outside seating, but he wants them to start basically narking off and some type of statistics. They want them to keep some kind of record of the actual individuals that are coming. And I forget how they worded it, but in other words, he wants.
Yeah, we talked about this earlier, the contact tracing thing where they have to get. Yeah. They want the restaurateurs to enforce the contact tracing for them so that they don't have to have police and checkpoints out there to do it. Yeah.
Yes, I should have Googled that. The other thing was, so Aberdeen is a 14,000-person town. The town next to it, Hoquiam, maybe 7,000 or 8,000. Two different things. They get on the radio today and tell people to go ahead and ignore your water shutoff notice, which means because of the governor's this thing being extended. So, in other words, they were actually going to go ahead and charge people for not paying their bill while they're waiting for their stimulus or unemployment. They were actually just going to go ahead and put the screws to you anyway, but they can't, because the governor won't let them. But they already sent the notices out, which means they were going to screw people over, period. The next town, the people are getting ready. The restaurants have outdoor seating. The mayor gets on the radio and says, well, we'll try to figure out some type of legislation or something to make that work. In other words, instead of letting them come back from this struggle and throw some tables, which is probably the expense in some cases, several thousand dollars to put tables and chairs out there, they're going to charge them. They're going to make it work for them via a permit.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell is warning of the lasting damage a prolonged recession could cause. He says the White House and Congress have to continue to take action.
We ought to do what we can to avoid these outcomes, and that may require additional policy measures. At the Fed, we will continue to use our tools to their fullest until the crisis has passed and the economic recovery is well underway.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is defending the huge price for the Democrats' latest recovery proposal.
That's a big price tag, but the American people are worth it.
It's more than $3 trillion. She says the package is a starting point for talks. Republicans are flatly dismissing the proposal. She says the government needs to act.
This is the biggest disaster that our country has ever faced.
This is USA Radio News. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders named leaders and members to special task forces that will work to unite the party on policy issues going into the November election. The priorities of the Unity Task Force are to advise Biden's campaign on six main issues: climate change, criminal justice reform, economy, education, health care, and immigration. Sanders was the last remaining Democratic candidate to drop out last month, leaving Biden as the presumptive nominee. Both men later pledged to work together with the aim of uniting the party and defeating President Trump in November. The leaders named include former Secretary of State John Kerry, New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Florida Congresswoman Kathy Castor, who chairs the House Climate Change Committee, and Mary Kay Henry, president of the Service Employees International Union. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Vincent.
And there is some 77-year-old man in Michigan, a barber known as Carl Mankey, who has defied Governor Whitmer's orders that all non-essential businesses stay closed. And the Michigan militia says the police will not be allowed to arrest him. Friday night, Michigan State Police delivered a health protection order from Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel's office ordering that Mankey close his doors. A local Fox affiliate spoke to Daniel Brewer, one of the militia members standing up for the barber's right to work. Yesterday, six troopers came in to enforce the governor's order or to issue a cease or desist order, so we are here to make sure he doesn't get arrested. We're willing to stand in front of that door and block the entrance so the police will have no entry there today. But, of course, that's not the way the police do things. I mean, they'll just arrest the man as he drives home or as he, you know, sleeps comfortably in his bed at 10 o'clock at night with a classic no-knock raid that the feds love doing so much. But I love the visual here of the police trying to go arrest this guy and just finding a heavily armed militia there saying, no, this ain't going to happen.
Probably with better weapons and equipment than the police themselves.
Sure. But, I mean, then the police just bring in the FBI and the ATF. And you get another State Ruby Police. Ridge or Waco or whatever.
Oh yeah, I mean, if it was in New Hampshire, it'd be state police first, because state police, they essentially look like an army. They have the olive drab body armor, they have the automatic weapons, they have the Bearcat, and probably Michigan's even worse than New Hampshire. It has a higher population.
I thought KPD had the Bearcat.
Oh, it could have been. Well, Verus, too. In my video that I took, because there was like a standoff a few years ago in Keene, I thought I saw two Bearcat or two armored vehicles. I could be wrong.
I wouldn't be terribly surprised for there to be more than one. But I know Keene PD at least has one, because the city council were the ones who paid for it. And presumably, they wouldn't buy it for the state of New Hampshire. But who knows? As relationships heat up between overreaching government agents and protesters who want to open the economy, people like Mankey are being completely let down by the system that claims to want to help them, leading to more anger and outrage than government officials are ready to handle. Mankey obeyed the original orders and closed his shop, but when he was turned down for unemployment twice, he said he had no choice but to go back to work to survive.
What's he going to do? Turn down for unemployment twice? I can't believe it, because, you know, there's obviously less people who've been on unemployment for probably a decade who are, you know, getting the benefits of this new unemployment now. So it's what they call anarcho-tyranny. It's like the criminals in society benefit.
Anarcho-tyranny?
Yeah, it's like the worst parts of anarchism and tyranny mixed together, where the criminals and the government get the benefits of anarchy, but the good, decent people get all the negative side effects of both the tyranny and the anarchy.
I'm just surprised he's still working at the age of 77. I mean, most people would have retired by then anyway, but evidently he was working because he needs to work, probably because of some sort of health problem related to inflationary health costs caused, in fact, by the government, which caused him to lose his home. Or who knows what's going on that caused him to have to work, or just, you know, the recession just sapping away his life savings overnight, or the bank just taking it from him.
They are in like real estate. I think they say that like at age 65, if you want to retire, which is allegedly the retirement age in this country, you have to have like $1 million to be able to live the rest of your natural life out comfortably.
$1 million, really?
I mean, that's one statistic I've seen. Yeah, in order to retire.
Mankey isn't hurting for customers now that he has reopened. News reports say there is a line around the block waiting for people to get their waiting for their turn to get a trim. At this point, we have to ask our government officials, who seem to think they have all the answers but who cannot help feed people like Mankey, what good is any of this doing? Millions of people have to work to eat, and the government insisting they starve, to insert today's reason, because it keeps shifting, is not sustainable. People are not able to comply indefinitely with never-ending lockdown orders. Well, they are if you pay them $600 plus a week. Which, I'm a little vague on the entire thing. Is it a flat $600 a week, or is it whatever they would ordinarily get for unemployment plus $600 a week?
I'm unsure. I've only recently lost enough shame in order to actually go and file for unemployment myself. I think maybe it is on top of that.
I don't think it's a matter of shame. I mean, you're helping bleed the state dry. And kudos to you on that.
All right, well, thank you. See, I'm a hero. I'm doing my part. Yes, I'm part of something.
You're a frontline warrior in the fight against the state. Will this situation in Michigan become 2020 standoff at the Bundy Ranch when the federal government tried to confiscate the Bundy cattle as repayment for an alleged debt? Man, that whole thing was a bad idea. The militia showed up and stood with the ranchers and caused the government to back down without a shot fired. Bundy was later exonerated in court, and the federal government was embarrassed nationally for trying to destroy a small rancher. It was a brilliant moment in American history that should remind the government that their power only goes so far, and if they use unreasonable force, they may be met with force. This is coming to us from PJ Media. I've never really read anything from them, but I like their slant. I mean, everybody's slanted one way or the other, and they're heavily slanted against the government. The militia of Michigan appears to be done asking for reasonable action by the state in regards to Mankey's business and has drawn a line in the sand in front of his barbershop. Mankey, for his part, has retained legal help, which from the Common Legal Group, which issued a statement claiming that the action by the state is illegal. The government charged Carl with criminal misdemeanor violations for allegedly violating the governor's executive orders, but all the EOs issued by the governor after April 30th are illegal and unlawful because the legislature refused to extend her declared state of emergency past that date. And that's an interesting interplay here that I don't know whether or not is applicable anywhere else. Did the legislature of New Hampshire, in fact, declare a state of emergency? And if so, do His Excellency's executive orders expire with the end of that state of emergency?
That's a good question, because unlike the Michigan legislature, I don't think the New Hampshire legislature has met. You know, that the first big protest with all the guns and people screaming and yelling at the cops and the, I guess the bellhops there dressed up in red suits. Not Congress, but their legislature was in session at that time compared to New Hampshire. All the times we've only been there on Saturday. So I don't, obviously they wouldn't be in session then, but I haven't heard much at all from the legislature in New Hampshire other than I think there was like some petition by a bunch of Democrat politicians here in New Hampshire demanding that Sununu enact more shutdowns, including parks. That was like about a month ago. So yeah, other than that, it's just, I haven't heard anything from a New Hampshire legislature.
Now when you say parks, do you mean like theme parks or like open air nature parks?
The latter, although I'm sure Santa's Village would demand for that to be closed down as well.
I'm pleased to see that campgrounds are open. I don't care about golf courses, but salons being open, that's a good thing. I would rather see everything open and none of these arbitrary and asinine rules about social distancing and wearing a mask and all of that enforced. Because I want to go get my hair cut, but I know I'm not going to be allowed in without wearing a mask. So why waste the effort to go down there to have them tell me that I won't be allowed in? Because I'm not going to put on a mask. I'm simply not going to. Not to get my hair cut, of all stupid reasons. And this raises the question, couldn't I just, like, pay the guy to come out to my house after he gets off work and cut my hair?
Oh, well, I think they might risk losing their license if they do that, because that'd be like bootleg or something.
And that's how the government gets them to comply with all this crap. You know, they took away the restaurateur's license. They took away his barber's license. And if somebody works around any other system, they're going to take away your license to do business. They're going to, instead of suspending your ability to earn a living, they're just going to permanently take it away.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Regulate it to death. I think there's a saying, it's like, everything that the government hasn't taken away, they're going to regulate. I forget who said that one.
And that's certainly been the case in the United States today. I mean, you can't even do something as simple as use the bathroom without there being just dozens, if not hundreds, of regulations involved on the plumbing system, the septic tank, the light bulbs, the toilet paper, all of it is just ridiculously regulated. If any of these businesses make the government happy, it kills them. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. If you're quick, you can still get on the air with us. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Vincent.
I want to say thank you to Doug, who is tonight's amplifier. Now, he's a platinum amplifier, which means he chooses to give $25 per month to the AMP program that you can find at amp.freetalklive.com. Of course, we don't ask that much. To join the program, we only ask $5 per month. And all of the money is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Hence his name. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Doug, thank you so much for your contributions. We hope you're enjoying the show and that you continue amplifying it. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We've got Dave calling from Michigan. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
The Michigan legislature is going to be in session tomorrow, and plus there's going to be a protest up at the state capitol in Lansing. And one of the House members asked Gretchen Whitmer if she would call the National Guard in because she didn't feel safe or protected.
Aww.
Hold on, I didn't catch that. A member of the state House wants to call in the National
State
Guard?
House representative.
To protect her from the protesters.
Yeah, she wants to be protected from the protesters, and she's asking Governor Whitmer if she'll call out the National Guard to protect her. And Whitmer at a news conference today said that there's going to be a special task force of the state police. And one of the reporters asked her if they plan on writing tickets for not wearing masks and also not social distancing. So it's probably going to get really, really ugly tomorrow up there in Lansing, and I just thought I'd pick you guys off on that.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm not too sure about the state of things on the ground there in Michigan, but, in most places, the protesters aren't making any threats whatsoever against legislators or even governors.
I know. Whitmer has, at last count, a dozen death threats via Twitter.
But are these from, like, random internet psychos, or are these from actual, you know, people who will be there with you know, an AR-15?
Oh, I really
because I get death threats all the time.
Oh, yeah. Trump has gotten hundreds of death threats from, like, public figures, and nothing ever comes of it most of the time.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's time to call in the state police.
Or National Guard.
I mean, as a public figure, she should be used to making people angry and getting random death threats from psychopaths.
Well, it's going to be a special session up there, and what can you say? It doesn't look good.
Are you going to bring a video camera to, you know, do you make sure to document it and keep yourselves and others safe?
Oh, there'll be enough people up there with video cameras and AR-15s and everything.
Well, it doesn't hurt to bring your own, just in case everyone else is over. There'll be plenty of cameras, and then, you know, the only camera we have is, like, on the police body cameras or whatever. It's always a good idea to bring some sort of recording device.
Agreed. Yeah. Dave, thank you so much. It's definitely worth keeping an eye on Michigan. He said tomorrow, right? This
yes.
is all going down tomorrow.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, I have in my show prep. I'm going to be reporting on that tomorrow, Free Talk Live. Hopefully it goes well and a message is made.
I hope it doesn't escalate into violence, but, you know, when you go to one of these confrontations, as they said in the Waco documentary, well, the Waco miniseries, actually, I keep trying to call it a documentary, you know, if you go to one of these things with guns looking for violence, that's what you're going to find. And I don't mean that just at the police, but also at the protesters. I mean, if you're going to protest the lockdowns, there really isn't any reason to strap an AK-47 to your back. There's not a reason not to, but there's also not a good reason to.
I understand that reasoning, and I'm inclined to agree, although I did interview the militia, the Boogaloo crew, or I think New England Minutemen, or whatever LARPy name they came up for themselves, who went to, I mean, a lot of them are like that, who went to the Concord protest, and they said that the reason why they have guns there is because they're exercising their right. We're not trying to intimidate anyone. Although I will say politicians are intimidated by citizens who exercise their rights and refuse to be slaves.
Well, clearly they want to bring in the state police and the National Guard in Michigan.
Oh, absolutely. But the thing, I mean, like, my point is, I think a lot of these people, they just want to be there as a show of force. I mean, we're a free people. We're allowed to do it, right? Any other time, if we weren't under a lockdown, people would be allowed to do it. And it would obviously make a big deal because people, you know, in this country are a bunch of pansies and, you know, they're afraid of they're afraid of guns. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing at this point, just because these tyrants are getting way out of control.
Let's keep going. We've got Ronnie calling from Arkansas, listening on KFPW. Ronnie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, you guys are my hero, man. Thank you for your advice and your information that you put out every night.
Oh, thanks, Ronnie.
I appreciate that. Thank you. We appreciate you for listening.
Okay. Well, I'm with you guys. I refuse to wear a mask. I went to the drag races this weekend, and it was about 30,000 screaming fans there with no mask on, no social distancing, none of this. And then the governor turns around and is ticked off because we're having a good time, not worried about their stupid lockdown or their, you know, you just can't be within 6 feet of anybody. You know, I mean, it was just a pleasant, pleasant atmosphere, and I hope to God we get back to, you know, America.
Now, you said that there were 30,000 people drag racing there. As I understand it, Arkansas is one of the few states with no lockdown whatsoever. Is that correct?
That's correct, but we were in another state.
You were what state? It looks like we lost you. I hate that, too, because that was
let's get a map and see the adjacent states to Arkansas. But I think it's like, what, 7 or 9 states?
It's going to be Oklahoma, Missouri, Tennessee, Louisiana.
And Louisiana, at least in New Orleans area, they say that's getting hit pretty hard. Comparatively, like to New York. Although that was a few weeks ago, I don't really trust any of these sources anymore about what's getting hit the hardest. I remember when this whole thing began, it was California and the West Coast, which makes sense because it's closest to China. And then it became New York because Governor Cuomo forced healthcare, forced nursing homes to accept people with coronavirus. And he's one of
I would just expect New York and, you know, California to get hit first because that's where most people fly into.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's true. That's why Canada's epicenter is Montreal, because there's a lot of old people and it's an international city with a huge airport.
Yeah, plus it's a huge city.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I mean, California has some highly, it's not a city, but it has some highly populated cities. I don't think anything at the scale of New York City, but I would certainly expect New York City to be the epicenter in the United States.
Oh yeah, I saw a I saw a graphic in where it showed color. It was color coded with green, yellow, and red. And so majority of all the counties in the United States were green, where it said 1/3 of all the deaths came from a county labeled green, and then a few a few yellow were like surrounding the red zones. It said 1/3 of all the deaths come from the yellow zones, and then the red zones were a stretch. From Philadelphia to New York City and a few other like big cities in the U.S., and that's where 1/3 of deaths come from. So 1/3 of all the deaths of coronavirus comes from a fraction, a very small fraction of all the counties in the United States. And yet New Hampshire has to shut, everything has to shut down. I don't know about Alaska. It's twisted.
It is. But Michigan at least has interesting developments going on. I mean, there's the Michigan militia here protecting this barber from arrest. And evidently there's going to be a protest tomorrow at the state house, an armed protest. And the powers that be want to bring in the state police with their tanks and Bearcats and body armor and assault rifles and other crap.
Well, you know, let them. It'd make a great photo shoot or a photo op. Shoot implies at a stage. You'd make a great photo op.
I think it's interesting that, you know, all we hear from these legislators is that, you know, guns are dangerous, guns are bad, we have to ban them. But then when people start showing up to their headquarters with guns, not only do they call in people with guns, obviously, but they know intuitively that the people they're trying to take guns from aren't aiming them at you and me. No. They're aiming it at these legislators.
Well, not
even trying to take those guns from them in the first place.
Well, they would have the guns usually aimed up, right? Up
well, yeah,
or down.
They don't actually aim them at people.
Then they'd get arrested for brandishing.
Oh, for sure. I mean, or if not shot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I'm interested to see what's going to happen come tomorrow in Michigan. I hope it doesn't escalate into violence, but if you get the state police out there with the National Guard and a bunch of armed protesters, we've seen it happen countless times, and we've also seen it happen in the other direction, where it's just a peaceful protest, nothing out of the ordinary happens, people going about their lives, no one gets hurt. That's what I would like to see. Thanks for listening. If you like the show, be sure to check out the AMP program. That's Amplify, Market, and Promote. You can find out more about it. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.